Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. Today's episode, as you guys and girls can see, we're going to be talking about the Hertz rental car. The Hertz rental car situation, of course, they filed for bankruptcy, and the stock shot all the way down to a penny stock. It actually was 56 cents. And now recently it shot up to, you know, within the last month, it shot up to how much is $5 now, which is about an 800% return, leaving a lot of people saying, Prince, is this a return of Hertz? Is there an opportunity there? Why did this shoot up? Why is this company going bankrupt? What's going on? What's going on? My initial response, I said dead cat bounce. Company was going down and it probably hit a dead cat bounce is when a company is going down, something that's dead, and it hits the ground and it bounces up still. So even though it's a dead stock, it's still bouncing up. So when I looked at it, I probably said dead cat bounce, didn't put too much thought into it because I never really was into Hertz. I never was into the company. It's a company that's been netting losses for the last couple of years. So not something that was on my radar to look at or experience about, right? So, but I still had to pay attention to it. I said, hey, you know what? Let's take a little look into it and see why did this happen. So today we're going to take five reasons why this Hertz has had this soar. Hope you can take something away from this. You'll learn something about, you know, companies, monetary policy, stuff like that, and actual bankruptcies. And we're going to talk about, hey, can I jump into this? Is it something worth jumping into? So y'all stick tuned. Let's get straight into it. So the first thing is bankruptcy filing. Number one, yes, everybody knows a company filed bankruptcy. But if you're not familiar with this, there are different types of bankruptcies that a company files. You have Chapter 7, Chapter 11, Chapter 13, all those things like that. And usually between the chapters is pretty much saying, hey, Chapter 7 is like, hey, I don't want to pay anything back and I want to keep all my stuff. Then you have Chapter 11 and 13, which is more of, hey, I'm going through some hard times right now. I'm filing bankruptcy because I want to reorganize my debt, right? I want to reorganize my debt. So it's a big difference between the types of bankruptcy. So we got to look at the bankruptcy filing that Hertz did. Hertz filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the state of Delaware. It's a lot of companies that come out of Delaware. Big corporations are not based out of Delaware, but they're registered in Delaware. So they must've got a pretty good business tax model or something over there. But anywho, the whole idea is that with the bankruptcy, Hertz filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, meaning they only wanted to reorganize their debt. They did not say, hey, we don't have any money, we're broke, we're closing our doors. That's what people think when they hear the word bankruptcy, right? But actually, bankruptcy is a tool to help you keep your stuff and actually rebound. So the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. You can look up Chapter 11 if you want to reorganize its debt, essentially saying, hey, we're having a hard time. We owe a lot of people. We're not going to be able to pay everybody off. So guess what? How can we realign ourselves? So one of the things is that they took all their debts together and now they have the possibility to reorganize. And guess what? They reported that they have $1 billion in cash. Hertz says, hey, we have $1 billion sitting in cash, and we want to work with our creditors. So essentially, they're saying, hey, can we work with you guys? We can't pay the monthly payments. We're going through hard times. Can you work with us? So that's already a good indicator. We're not disappearing. We're not going away. We're just saying we need to reorganize paying our debtors, right? All right, number two. When you owe debt, guess what helps you out? Not when you owe debt, but when you're looking to accumulate debt, like why is it a good time to buy a house? Why is it a good time to take out a loan? Why is that? Because of interest rates. What happened to interest rates in February? What did Jerome Powell do, who's the Fed chair or the federal chair of the Federal Reserve, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the Fed chair? What did Jerome Powell do? He lowered interest rates. He lowered interest rates to stimulate the economy. But guess what? It made money very easy to borrow. So a company like Hertz, who's probably going to be trying to borrow some money to get through these hard times, having low interest rates has definitely helped them out to be able to pay back the debt. So it's a very friendly environment if you're experiencing if you need to take advantage of interest rates, aka buying a house, refinancing a house, taking on more debt, all these things like that. That's why they lower interest rates. It makes money easier to borrow. And when people borrow money, hopefully they use that money to grow, right? Number three, you got to look in the industry, look in the sector. Airline stocks. Prince, what does airline stocks have to do with Hertz? It has everything to do to Hertz. Now, I did look up their revenue stream. I did not look up their revenue stream and see how much they made at different places. But it would be a safe assumption to say Hertz makes majority of his money from renting their cars near or around airports, right? You know, you get off a plane, you go downstairs or go downstairs and you get your rental car. That's where Hertz user makes majority of his money. But guess what happened to the airline stocks? Guess what happened to the airline industry? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize the airline industry is having its own downtick and hard times right now. So by the airline companies, now we're seeing the airlines got bailed out by the federal government, and we see airline stocks roar. In the last 30 days, stocks, the airline stock industry has just taken off, right? Great on them. The airline industry is going up. Airline stocks are just shooting up. Guess what? That's good on them. Now, the bad part about it is we don't know when this is going to happen. Everybody's optimistic about when people get back to flying. Guess what? They're going to have to rent cars. So Hertz, by them being aligned, they're so close with stocks that are rallying. They're in the same sector. They are getting some of the radiation, some of the energy that the airline stocks are putting on. Everybody's like, oh, Southwest, woo, our economy is going to open back up. You see these airline stocks start to run. But guess what? When people fly, when they get off the plane, they don't walk to the hotel. Most of them are going to be at the rental car places. So people are seeing, oh, airline is running up. Boeing starts to run up. Hertz start to run up. Because these are all byproducts. They run together with each other. So the entire sector is moving. So is Hertz. It brings up the optimism that Hertz is going to open back up. That's number three. Number four, I got to write some of this down here. This is what the company announced. Company cuts. Now, why company cuts so important? Because you make money. You guys remember when I said Southwest Airlines paid $572 million in dividends last year. They are not allowed to pay another dividend until September 30th of 2021. So that's over a year, about a year and almost 2 years where they don't have to pay dividends. For not paying dividends, that's almost going to put almost $1 billion in their pocket that they usually put out, that they're not going to be placing out. So if you don't have to pay that money in dividends, that money gets to stay in the company and grow the company. Now, with that being said, this is why companies do cuts and layoffs and furloughs. So the first thing they announced is they cut off, they're selling some of their cars. Some of the cars they have, they decided to sell some of the cars. And then they consolidated their companies. So the companies, the Hertz locations that are off away from the airport, they consolidated them. They said, hey, instead of us having five different Hertz, they broke it down to three or four. So they consolidated locations that are away from the airport. They started selling vehicles. And now when they started selling vehicles, they start to make money when they sell vehicles. And they also canceled ordering new vehicles. Now, number three, they also laid off 50% of their workforce. 20,000 employees got laid off. So they laid off 20,000 employees, 50% of their employees globally of their workforce. So guess what? There's people they don't have to pay that now they can keep that money in-house to survive. And they also have $1 billion in cash. Those are the company cuts that they're doing to help get over the hard times. Now, let's go into number five. Y'all grab y'all an investor cup mug too. I started reading financial reports 10 times better ever since I had this mug. Now, number five, a strong upward trend trajectory. So Hertz, how were they looking before all of this started to happen? How were they looking before all this started to break out? Now we have to look at it and say, the company, before it started to break out, they had 10 consecutive quarters of year-to-year revenue. They had saw a spike in January and February of 6-8%. Their revenue was growing, all of the good stuff like that. So it was on an upward trajectory in January and February before all this stuff started to break out in March. So their plea is, we have $1 billion in cash. Let us rearrange some of our debts. The economy is about to open back up. We had an upward trajectory before all of this happened. Give us the opportunity or whatnot. We're in a very low interest rate society. They filed for Chapter 11 because they want to reorganize everything. They didn't do Chapter 7 when they're looking to close the doors. They're looking to reorganize their debt in order to get back on their feet, right? So those are the five reasons why you've seen Hertz stocks shoot up 800% here, probably, you know, since filing bankruptcy. Number one, the bankruptcy filing, they filed Chapter 11 to reorganize their debt. Number two, they're in a very low interest rate society. So when you borrow money, you're in a very low interest rate society to borrow money. Number three, their sister and brother companies, AKA airports. When you got the airports, airline stocks are taking off. So guess what? When people fly Southwest, they get off the plane. When they utilize the plane, they usually want to get a rental car. So they're seeing their buddies starting to open up business. Airports are starting to open back up. It builds optimism that, hey, people are going to start renting cars. Maybe they will make it through this. Also, Hertz is sitting on $1 billion in cash, you know, to get through this. Number four, company cuts. They cut half of their workers off. They stopped buying cars. They're selling cars, and they're sitting on $1 billion in cash. So they're doing company cuts to keep money in-house. Number five, the company did have a nice little upward trajectory of what you call it. The company did have a nice little upward trajectory before all of this broke out. Now we're going to get into the verdict. What is my verdict? Prince, would I jump into Hertz? Would you recommend jumping to Hertz at $5 or whatnot? Number one, when you look at Hertz before all of this broke down, and you look at year over year, they was netting losses. The company was netting losses. It wasn't like a financial juggernaut. But Hertz also owns Thrifty and Dollar and a couple other companies, but they own Thrifty and Dollar as well. So it wasn't like it was a financial juggernaut like Apple or Microsoft, and it just went through a hard time. Hertz wasn't looking too, you know, it wasn't a shiny penny before all of this started to break out anyway. So with this breaking out, it just made it even worse, right? So will they make it back? I think they will make it back, right? I don't think they're going to have to go all the way bankrupt. Right now, they're just asking for leniency. They filed for bankruptcy to file for Chapter 11. They're asking for leniency to be able to pay their debts at a different time. And from what I saw, creditors were working with them. And they're using, hey, we got money in the bank. We got money in the bank. The airline industry is coming back open. And we was on a good trajectory before all of this happened, right? So I think that the creditors are going to work with them. I think the economy, people are going to start flying again later on this month or next month. And when people get back in the air, guess what? They're going to rent rental cars. So I definitely think they'll make it out. Now, is this somebody I would bet on? Would I bet on a company that is beaten and battered, that's on the struggle bus? No. Yes, a struggle bus stock is a stock that's on a bus that's kind of struggling. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to get it together. There's too many other companies for me to jump on. But for $5, if you want to take that risk, if I had to go from a level of high risk, immediate risk, and low risk, this is in that high risk category. No more than 10% of your portfolio. This is like, you throw it over there and see if it would make it. You know, so if you had that type of less than 10% of your portfolio, almost like a little lottery ticket, it's not bad. It's still a strong name. They still have strong backing. They still have some money left. Companies are looking to work with them. They are connected to the airline industry, which is looking pretty ripe right now to have a rebound. So they're not all the way thrown away like a JCPenney. But then again, would I jump on them and choose them over a Bank of America? No. But can it make a strong rally? Can you have a high return? Yes, you could. So if it was me, it all depends on the type of investor. Hopefully I broke that down, you know, to help you out. Oh, we got somebody said something here live or whatnot. Oh, Joe said, Beef, what's going on? He said he shorted Hertz yesterday. By shorting Hertz, you know, I think today it kind of went down. Of course, when the stock goes up 100% in one day, of course, it's going to have a cool-off day. So smart move on you for getting a put call. But in the long run, for somebody who want to buy some shares and look at, hey, holding on to it to see if this company rebounds, I would think that's going to be very dictated upon the next 3 months. I think they will rebound. This is why I think they will rebound. I think Hertz will rebound because of the five reasons I just listed. They're looking to reorganize their debt. They do have a nice brand. I've used Hertz. They also own Thrifty. They also own Dollar. They own some other companies. I used those companies before. The airline industry is looking ripe to open back up. And when the airports open back up, even though Hertz wasn't a big, strong company, I think they're going to do enough to where they're going to be able to keep the doors open. You know, if I was an investor and I was looking at Hertz, I would give them the opportunity because they're already proven. So we know people are going to start flying again. We will fly. And when people fly, they're going to get rental cars. It's just going to happen, right? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. I hope this video was very helpful to you guys and girls. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me doing around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.